This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The USDA wants to make sure specialty crops grown in Washington State are well-researched in order to help growers across the country. And with the $4.1 million in specialty crop block grants to fund 20 projects, researchers are bound to make advancements in agriculture. Mike Lewisell with the Washington Department of Agriculture says the term specialty can be a little confusing.
For those that are wondering, why do they call it specialty crops? The crops that people are very familiar with that received U.S. Department of Agriculture money for a long time now are these so-called commodity crops, corn, soybeans, cotton, wheat, and rice. There's many acres of land devoted to those commodities, particularly Midwest states and others.
Lewisell says specialty crops are things like fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, wine, horticulture, and nursery crops, where it's vitally important to continually improve U.S. ag.
Which is something that can't be static. They have to keep improving because the competition is out there from other nations. And so that's why these specialty crops are so special. We're able to give funding for projects that both industry supports and we'd like to see accomplished, whether it's helping nursery crops or dried fruits or vegetables, fruits, things like that.
In total, to all 50 states and several U.S. territories, the USDA doled out $60.6 million in grants.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.